Welcome, everyone, to this week's Elemental Evolution here on the People's Internet Radio. We're just, like, jumping all over the place. 1 week, we're on Saturday. 1 week, we're on Sunday. And then 1 week, Sherry's just off doing God knows what.
Well, that's the way it can be sometimes. This is real life. We're not getting paid professionally tens of thousands of dollars every week or whatever, you know. $1 million.
Well, life has been so crazy. I don't think it's just me. I think most people right now have been experiencing either a lot of transition, a lot of movement, a lot of change in one direction or another. Well, and it just seems to be hitting everyone.
Sorry. Welcome, everyone. Sherry said a very special Elemental Evolution, but it's also a very special Cancel a Cabal, however you want to look at it. Both of us are on together like we sometimes are. So we don't want to. I'll give the credit to Sherry. I don't care.
Oh, I don't care. You know, that's so funny, Steven. I just kind of picked up because we were talking before. I just kind of moved forward. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fine because I put your intro on and mine also.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that should confuse people.
That's right. It should.
That's great. Hopefully. All right. Well, and it's been, you know, there's been so much happening and there's been so much transition and there's so much going on in, I think, in everybody's lives and starting this new year. And then you start looking at politics and that's another whole just shebang of God knows what.
You mentioned just a minute or so ago about life being hectic or whatever. I think, you know, there's been this conspiracy out there for a long, long time. The vibration of the earth, the vibration of everyone in the universe. It all seems to be a negative vibration, and that's the way the system wants it. Don't you think? The elite control system, that's the way they want it. They want everybody at each other's throats like we are.
I'm sorry, I missed that last piece. It was like kind of in and out. Can you say that to me again?
Don't you think the elite power structure, the power structure itself, the banksters, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, I know they want us at each other's throats. And everybody is in a chaotic mode for a purpose, for their purpose.
I mean, I guess, yes, I can see that perspective, and I'm not saying that it's not true, but I also think that there's a lot that's happening with the vibrational frequency rising as far as the Schumann resonance, as far as...
Yeah, yeah. The system is fighting us, that's for sure.
Well, and it may not be, you know, I guess that this is where I'm not sure. Do I think that there is a system that has been in play that is a rape culture that is devised to hold slave labor, you know, all of these things? Absolutely.
Yes, yes. But, you know, this conspiracy has been out there for years. David Icke, I'm not sure if he's the one to put it out there in the beginning, but... He's been a big advocate of it, of the frequency coming from Saturn, that is supposedly controlling our lives, controlling this matrix or whatever. But
which is so funny because, like, in magic, in my Saturn is the middle finger.
Uh huh. Well, I was going to get to you know, I've had this ringing in my ears for quite a few years now, probably ever since I got a computer and started researching and stuff like that. There is a claim that the medical industry claims it's called tinnitus. You know, it's a ringing of the ears, but who's to say it's not that signal coming from Saturn, allegedly coming from Saturn or whatever? Who's to say that it's not some other sort of mechanical device that they are using to put out this signal? Who's to say that's what the hell it is?
Well, I think that these are all, I mean, these are theories that we were talking about, you know, 5-6 years ago. And I think that they are applicable in a lot of senses. But I think that right now, what people are dealing with is the repercussion and the reality of what they're creating. I don't think necessarily, I think that it gets amped up. I think that people are not aware of how and what is being hit within them. And so when you talk about these frequencies and these things that they're, you know, projecting out, what it is and how it works is it projects into somebody. It's a vibrational frequency that has to connect to a similar frequency within the body and then amplifies it.
Right. Well, you know, It's been quite a few years ago that some of these smartphones, they started coming out, and both Apple and Galaxy, and I don't even know. I think this 3G, 4G, and 5G, I think it means third generation, fourth generation, and fifth generation, if I'm not mistaken. But who's to say that these signals weren't being put out at the, you know, the beginning of the 2000s or the middle of the 2000s. I don't remember if there was even, I guess they called it 2G, but I don't remember them doing that. But I do remember when they start calling it 3G and 4G. And now it's going to be 5G. And the way people are talking about this 5G, it's just going to almost make people's heads explode.
Sorry, I was looking it up.
Okay.
And it is for generation. It does stand for generation, the G.
Uh-huh.
What I think is interesting is that I feel like what they've done in some interesting way is it's like, you know, you've got these new ideas or these people who are believing and thinking that dimensionally speaking, we are moving into another frequency, right? We're moving into another dimension that you hear people all the time talking about, you know, that we're going into the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension of reality. And I feel like that they've just used kind of a play on words, because what it is it's basically the advancement of technology. And it's already in, here's the thing, is it's already in play. It's already being used. It's already, there's already this, it's already, it's like looking at a plan that has dates to be executed. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, on this date, this is what will happen. On this date, this is what will happen. It's already in motion. It's already happening. And the thing about people being so worried about a vibrational frequency like the 5G and the smart meters and all of these things, there's validity to it. But there's also a lot of misinformation, because if people understand how vibrational frequencies move and what's happening, our bodies are in frequency and being hit with frequency constantly.
Right.
It's everywhere. It's everything. All the time. So it's like, to me, I just feel like they're picking apart things that are and can be part of an advancement. Because here's the other thing. Without the 5G, you're not going to be able to do the cryptocurrencies that are going to be coming into play. You have to have their... Basically, what it's doing is it's just allowing more capability, more lines, more access, larger servers, whatever it is. More.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. You know, I feel like that it's another, I feel like it's another distraction. When we have all this stuff that's going on, you know, in with the president and you know, this whole thing with Iran, and people are you know, trying to jump sides. It's like, here you've got this whole thing, you know, when Obama was going in and different presidents were going in and fighting with Iran, it was one thing, and now all of a sudden taking out a huge terrorist, and it's a huge deal.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, look at their own manipulation. War on Terror. When it first came out, you know, the War on Terror meant the Muslims, one particular group over in Afghanistan and Iraq or whatever, and then There was a man that wore a turban over in Egypt that did something. So they had to send forces and troops over there to blast away the cities and kill a bunch of the people. And, you know, next it's, I mean, well, then it became Syria. Some man in a turban had a AK-47 and he started blowing people away. So, you know, we've got to send our $1 trillion military industrial complex over to Syria. And now it's Iran. There's another guy that wears a turban on his head and he was raping children and blowing them away with bombs. And you know, now we got to send our $1 trillion military industrial complex over there to kill hundreds of thousands of people. It's, well, as you said, it's nothing but a manipulation, a deception, and a distraction from what the true facts are that they've stolen.
Don't you think it's interesting that, you know, so Trump signs into Congress. This is another thing, like, nobody's talking about, nobody's looking at. He signs into, there's a new military that's not what it's called. It's like a branch. First one in, like, who knows how many years.
Sure. Sure.
And something nobody's else, talking about it.
Well, certainly. Something else that we can spend $400 billion a year on.
But it's the space program.
Yeah, the Space Force.
The space military. Yeah.
Well, sure.
What do you need a space military for?
Well, don't you know, Sherry, they're going to find a man in a turban up in space blowing stuff up. That's what the deal's going to be.
There's so much more coming that people are not prepared for. And these little distractions are, to me, just building up to what will be, you know, either I don't know if it's like two sides trying to battle out what's going to be, you know, put out or if it's just a matter of, you know, cockfights basically happening all over our governments in different countries. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
Have you looked at, Trump's getting the shit beat out of him for going over and doing whatever he's doing, but yet, like I said, it's
Trump
kind of
doesn't
like
care. Trump doesn't care. He knows he's the puppet. He knows he's the puppet behind the control system. Just like Obama didn't care. Just like George Bush, they all made jokes about every single conspiracy that every single scandal that every one of them has had. They made jokes at the end. They didn't care then, and they don't care now. They know they're the fall guy. That's the plain and simple answer.
Well, and I think you're probably right, but I think that there's a lot more to this because I think there are going to be, there's a force that's happening as far as there's going to have to be to make the things happen that I think are planned for the long game. There are certain things, and that includes the cryptocurrency. There are certain things that have to happen, and that has to be the switchover of the Federal Reserve, which I believe the money switched over, you know, I think it's been now almost at least a year, maybe 2 years. And now it's just a matter of, you know, implementing it in so that that's what the people start valuing as opposed to, the dollar that has no value. And I think that there's a lot more in play. And I'm always, you know, pointing at the Federal Reserve. But this seems like, you know, there was every time one of the presidents starts talking about space, all of a sudden some big calamity happens and then they end up assassinated.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and sure. So I just find it curious that was a mention and nobody's talking about it. I mean, we have like, why, to me, that's such a big deal because like I said, I mean, if nothing else that hasn't happened in how long? You know what I mean? Like, it's the first, and he's, you know, he's implementing this whole thing and doing this whole thing. Why? What? And why aren't people more paying more attention to that kind of thing than dealing with this whole Democratic, Republican bullshit? Like, it's like watching high school kids. It's ridiculous. I'm so tired of hearing about
the bullshit
between them.
Not high school. Secondary school or even, you know, the first graders. Second graders, yeah.
Well, except that these people have guns and hormones and money and, you know, and that's
no, they
where
don't.
I feel like...
Congress doesn't have anything. I mean, they have the guns to to protect them, but you know, they have the brainwashed they have the brainwashed thugs behind them, if that's what you mean.
Well, it's not just that. It's the connections. And this is what I think a lot of people miss, is the steps and the connections that are happening. And this is like the whole thing with Ukraine right now. You know, we keep seeing memes on Facebook. You keep seeing different things about it, how, you know, all of these different Democratic parties, their kids are presidents and involved in these Ukrainian companies that are, you know, laundering huge amounts of money. Well, but they're not mentioning where they're being laundered from. They're not mentioning, like, you know, all of these different aspects of what's really going on. And then, you know, like I said, all of a sudden when this stuff starts coming up, you've got, you know, and the impeachment, like, what a freaking joke. So they do this whole process, spend, you know, however much money they spend, and then Pelosi decides not to send it over.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
More infighting. More of the right? fight.
It's like, it's more just the left, continuing right on the saga. It's like watching a series on Netflix.
Sure.
You can't have it actually happen because then the series would be over.
Don't you remember what I posted about a month ago?
I don't know. Which one?
Well, it was just a picture of something about a guy sitting on his couch watching TV. He says something about, I can't wait for next season's.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is.
Next season's beginning of America, I think it was, or something like that. The show called America.
That makes sense. That's exactly what it is. It's ridiculous, and I'm sure that, you know, but that's...
It's not ridiculous. It's true. It's not ridiculous. It's true. We're just watching a movie, whatever you see on TV. It's all a concerted effort, and it's all a contrived story.
Well, yeah, and it all has to do with something else. That's the other thing. It's like, we don't even, as the American people, as people on this planet, unless you're part of those elite groups, unless you're part of these organizations that are actually controlling and running the planet, I don't think we have a clue what the fuck is going on. I really don't. I don't think.
Well,
don't
you
think
do.
Even with the conspiracies, I don't think we have a clue.
No, we don't know what the absolute truth is, but we do know what's going on. It's nothing but a farce.
Well, we know that, but we don't know to what extent. We don't know, you know, there's so much. It's like every aspect that we start to turn into.
Well, think about,
we take a look at.
Think about it this way. What I've told you quite a few times, Sherry, and I've said it on air many times, that producer at a local TV station, I knew him pretty well, and we got talking one time. He says he's a producer of the CBS affiliate, local affiliate, you know. That's every single area has an affiliate, whether it's ABC, CBS, Fox, whatever the case is. Well, he told me every single thing that you see when you turn on that station comes from that station. It's all nothing is live. It's all pre-produced.
Well, that may be true for that station. I don't know how everything, like, I know when I've been on different news channels and things like that, and I know that that's live. And I know that they are producing from their studios in Denver. You know, I don't know what happens in smaller
facilities. Are you sure it isn't pre-tape and then run a little bit later?
Well, it could be. Some of it was, but I think that, like, when you watch,
Channel 4
is famous for it.
Who?
You know, Channel 4 is famous. They do a live stream of, like, the weather and different things. Not necessarily of the news, but, you know, I mean, I think that, I see, this is the thing, is I think that we've got certain, you know, the channels that are running mainstream media, we already know that they're owned all by the same, so...
All by the same.
For them to be filtered and
six people, yes.
Yeah, and so we know that, and then, but that doesn't mean that all affiliates are in those situations. It's just that you can look at them. If the stations aren't doing well financially, you can almost guarantee that they're not part of those.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
they're
that's
not
kind of how you can tell
they're not being
funded
by the big boys. Yes,
that's right, and so that's how you can really, you know, start to watch what's happening. You've got these, you know, these small channels on, cable networks, you've got news channels, you've got radio stations, you know, you've got all these things. We've got access, you know, to be a part of it, to be a, not a part of it, but like to be a part, you know, like not to be a, anyway. But again, you know, and you and I talked about this the other day, and it's, it's frustrating to me because I feel like that there's so much that's been a telltale for so long, and now people are acting like it's some kind of newsflash. And it's like, this stuff has been going on for centuries.
Yeah.
You know, this, the things that are happening between our governments, with people, the homelessness is not, you know, that the side effects of what's actually happening from the economy and all of that are right in our faces.
Interesting. I wasn't paying attention to the chat, but I just looked at it. Laurie had something to say. She said, I had an in-depth conversation with her son over smart meters and 4 and 5G. Her son's been studying these and builds them. He says the conspiracies of them are all shit. Radiation, et cetera, and weapons. He says the frequency is set. It is safe, and they have to use it as a weapon. Or for radiation, the frequency would need to be changed.
See, that's what I, and I, I'm not, see, that's, I believe that that's true. I think that, you know, I think that they take things that are, you know, that are new or that are a new idea, and they do, they turn and make conspiracies out of them that can be debunked easily just like that. So that the other conspiracies, the things that we, you know, that people are talking about, it makes them invalid.
Sure.
Give them, you know, and that's just, you know, and we've talked about a lot of that different stuff with, you know, flat earth and, and all these different aspects of, you know, who, what, when, and how it's all tied together. You know, I mean, I feel like that there are huge ties to the human trafficking. And I think that that is not, I think it's spread. It's like, it's a huge disease because of the fact, and this is my own bias, but if you take a look at the money, again, you take a look at where the money, billions and billions of dollars in human trafficking, and that includes
hundreds, you know, of billions. Yes.
Yes. Like, I mean, probably more than that. That's it. It's like, it's the largest market in the world because it is in every aspect of life.
Yes. They, oh, I just thought of something. These pedophile rings that are being taken down all over the world. Well, I have told you, and I have said it on air, I heard Alex Jones 10 years ago say that the pedophile rings were going to be brought down. But he didn't really say why. We do know about these conspiracies about the underground bases and the underground, what are them things called? The magnetic levitation trains that allegedly go 1700 miles an hour or something like that. They can reach one side of the country to the other in like 2.5 hours or something. You know, there's been reports out there for years and years and years about underground tunnels. Who's to say these 400,000 plus children a year in America aren't being sent through this underground system that's out there?
Well, the International Airport and NORAD here in Colorado are Denver. Definitely connected with these tunnels. And so it's not far-fetched to believe that these tunnels are, you know, vastly more used than what the population is aware of.
Yes, yes. I still say to this day, the military and the intelligences have been running these networks. The CIA is connected to the Mossad, and they're connected to the British MI5, MI6, and they're also connected to the Russian NKVD or whatever it's called now. It used to be called the KGB or whatever. They're all, I still believe to this day that they're all working together in this secretive system, and they all want,
absolutely,
yeah, they are still going to rape the children, and they're still going to sacrifice them, and they are still going to get their andronochrome, no matter what.
Oh, I don't think that. I think that So here's what I believe. Is I believe that in the visions that I've had and the things that I've seen and the research that I've done, I believe that November, when I talked about the money changing, that at that time there was a new family or a new power that came into play. Well, I'm not going to say that they are not pedophiles or that they are not, you know, whatever.
I don't think it's a new power. I think it's just the same old players just calling themselves something different.
I don't think that that's true. I mean, I think that there is. Here's why I don't think that is. I think that you've got, if you're looking at, yeah, what you're looking at on TV, it's the same old players. But when you're looking behind the scenes at what's actually happening and the players that are being taken out, and the players that are being eliminated and the things that are being exposed.
Sure.
And whether people get it or not doesn't really matter because it's not, it's basically, to me, what it looks like is a takeover.
Well, it is.
It is.
It's going to be
takeover. I don't know that it's necessarily a good thing, but it will be better than what we've had.
Better? I don't know about that. The Pope and the top Islamic imams and some of the other religious.
This will be the last pope.
Yeah, that's the conspiracy of it, and
because people are going to find out about
the
whole thing. The light will be shown, and this is government will be revealed.
Government's going to be God.
People's choice.
Government's going to be God. That's been the main.
It's not going to be God. That's not going to be true at all. That's going to be that's the government is already God. The government is in control of money, and money is what controls everyone.
Yeah,
is God. And so when you take a look at what is going on this planet, and you've got 70% of the population or more believing in a religion and a money system and a, you know, all of these other things that have been such a heavy manipulation, all of that has to come to light. That's not going to happen in a couple of years. And so all of these things have to happen. It's like watching this fantastic chess game. And watching the plays that are still shocking me, you know, from behind the scenes, as I said, it looks like a whole different show.
Yeah.
And that's what QAnon is talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
QAnon, you know, I still say QAnon is doing nothing different than what a few hundred or a few thousand people all over the world have been doing for 60 years. He's doing nothing different. They're just putting this name QAnon on it and putting it into the mainstream, and the mainstream is reporting on it where they hadn't before, because as you and I both know, they have to tell us what they're doing.
Well, and the whole thing is that to me, I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen it all over the place in soft disclosure, and you've seen it all over in whistleblowers and all of these different things, but QAnon is different in the fact that I feel like, I mean, it could even be Trump. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say who it is, but I think that the information now, I mean, all the stuff that, you know, people were just trashing it.
Yeah.
Saying, it wasn't true. It wasn't happening. Well, now all of it's coming true and all of it's happening and all of the people that were named and tagged are being called out.
I'm not trying to chastise you or anything, but, you know, you are... In one breath, you were calling Trump a puppet, and then the next, you're praising him. And
I do praise him anyway. It's not because you didn't hear what I said, though. Because it's not him; it's the power behind him, and I think that it's different than what we've had before. I'm not going to say that it's the white knights or the white hats, but I'm going to say that it's different, and that's what's bringing in. Like I said, it'll bring in the knowledge of the space program. It'll bring in the transformation of the money, which will go into electronic currency.
Ronald Reagan tried to start a space force.
Yeah, well, Ronald Reagan also sold out and created the private prisons.
Yeah.
So he was, you know what I'm saying? So he was connected, and he was collecting a huge salary. There was a lot involved with good old Ronald Reagan.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's not a comparison. And with what Trump is doing and going against the grain and going against... Here's the thing. It's like, to me, and what it's showing is, I'm not saying Trump's a good guy. Would I want to have him over at my house or whatever? No, we're not friends.
Right.
But in watching how he's playing the game, and whether it's him or 18 people behind him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and he's the pup, whatever it is. The long game will, I believe, reveal the deep embedded rape culture that has been spread throughout our culture. I think that it will expose, like I said, it'll change over the currency. It'll take out the Federal Reserve because the currency is going to move over.
Well,
and those two things right there within themselves and the space program can be a freeing for society that they have not had before.
I feel, you know, let's just say this is true. They want to rid us of this draconian system that we have. Well, I, for one, will not try to entertain the idea that anything good will come of it. I'm not even going to try to. I don't believe anything that they introduce, if this draconian system does fall, is going to be better. I don't see billionaires and millionaires giving up their power that they have without a struggle, without a physical revolt.
You're watching all of that now.
Yeah. Well, what worse is going to come with it is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, if you take a look around at society, we've hit a pretty, I mean, I don't think we've hit the lowest low by any means, but I think that people are starting to see and feel the effects. That's what it takes. Right.
It's like
and that's the catalyst.
I don't know. You know, there's more and more military coming into Colorado. There's been reports all over the country that more and more military are moving in.
There's more and more military coming into Colorado because they expanded a base that's connected to NORAD.
More and more people are becoming homeless every single day.
Well, we had that talk. I mean, that's the other thing. We had that talk about how they're eliminating the middle class and creating. There'll be the poor of the poor, there'll be the rich of the rich, and there'll be military.
Yes, yes.
Right? And so and of course that's what's, you know, that's trying to be pushed, but here's the kickback, is that you also have an uprise in small business.
Uh-huh.
You also have an uprise. There's all of these other things that are happening in, you know, it's where we keep our focus, and what we see is what we're going to, you know, constantly be privy to. But there's a lot more happening, and it's just like him saying, you know, creating jobs and doing things in industries that are bringing things back to small, to states that can't really provide for themselves and have been completely and almost all federally funded.
But are they really, though?
Well, here's the thing. They are federally funded, and that is what's happening, because probably it's like Virginia and these states that really don't, you know, they're going to be found out for a large amount of the trafficking. And it's not, people think it's, you know, people, when they think of trafficking, people are so focused on the sex part of it. Uh-huh. And it is, don't get me wrong, but that is that's one piece. You know, the trafficking and the human slavery, it's like Nestle, you know, and a lot of these big companies that are producing massive amounts of product, they are using slave labor.
Uh-huh.
And so, that, you know, when you're talking about these huge demands for supply, well, you know, I mean, I told you that I was having issues just on, you know, just on 3 acres, 5 acres, having enough people to actually be able to harvest.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, so you can imagine in these huge plants, you know, and what they have to do to, and everybody's like, oh, the machinery and this and that. Well, the machinery can't do a lot of it. It has to be handpicked. Yes. There has to be a lot that's involved with that. And so, you know, I think that a lot of this has to come to light. And that's where these, you know, the GMO was an attempt in some ways to limit that, right? And to change over and to do something different. But it backfired because they, instead of, you know, researching and finding out how to actually do something naturally, they ended up just ingesting more pesticides into the food, and it ended up making people sick.
Right.
And losing and depleting all of its vitamins, minerals, and value. So it's like, you know, it's all test and error, but I think that we're going to find, you know, we've got too many people. What's that?
Not sure. It's on your end.
Ooh.
You got the fire alarm going off?
Yeah.
Did somebody burn dinner?
I guess, supposedly, so. I guess, okay. Interesting.
Well, say.
I thought it was on your side. I thought it was you.
No.
I'm like,
I could tell it was a fire alarm.
Oh, darn.
Well, hey, we've done about 40 minutes already. You want to take about a 4.5 minute break and come back and we can talk about Iran like we were supposed to?
Yeah, okay.
All right, everyone. We'll be right back in a minute. A couple minutes. Okay, everyone. Welcome back to about maybe the last 45 minutes of the show here. I think Sherry must have saved your house from burning down or something, but she's back with us. So welcome back, Sherry. Did you have to save the house from burning down?
I mean, it wasn't really a saving situation. It was more just like opening up the door and letting it air out. You know, it's how we roll around.
Uh-huh. Sounds
I passed down my cooking habits.
Oh, no. You know. You're a good cook. You just don't eat too much, but you're a good cook.
Yeah, that's right. I don't put too much effort. I'm not a big foodie, so it's not my favorite thing to do. My mom, on the other hand, that was really nice being out there and being spoiled.
Yeah. I bet I spoiled you sometimes when I was out there with the omelets that I would make or the egg messes or whatever.
Yes, those were nice.
I'm sure you wouldn't have made those yourself, would you?
No, I don't usually. I usually just do. I'm pretty light eater.
Yeah, I know you are. You're about 4'11" and 85 pounds, and that's about the extent of it.
Yep. I've kind of changed as I'm doing more physical activity. I do eat more, I try and just do.
You burn more calories, sure.
Yeah. So I've been, I used to just do the smoothies in the mornings. Now sometimes I do protein shakes or, I'll eat fast food, which is like.
Uh-huh. Do you take some of the other dogs on runs now? I mean, are you back to running or?
No, I have a few times, which, I have to like force myself to get back in the habit. Once I do it for a few times, then I'm into it and I love it.
Uh-huh.
But it takes me like kind of that forcing. And in Colorado, what it's been is like, the last couple of days, it's been really nice out. So it's like, oh, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then we'll get hit with snow and I can't go out for a couple of days. Because it's not just like a little snow. It's like, anyway.
Two foot.
It's real easy for me to get distracted and be like, oh, now I'm out of it again.
Well,
so when spring hits.
Yeah.
But I'm also, it's so funny. I'm like, okay, I was going to just do like this really kind of easy job situation and not, deal with too much. And then as soon as I get my mind set with that, then I start getting calls about other jobs, and it just seems like.
Everything hits you at once, no matter what it is.
Yeah, that's the way the universe likes to handle things, I think.
Oh, Well, it didn't really, I mean, it did to a extent. Had a conversation with one of my stepdad's cousins that came in from out of town for the funeral yesterday. And he happened to mention at the house, there has been, between his side of the family and friends that he's known, there's been 15 deaths in the last 4 months that they've had to deal with. And, this one was right at the beginning of the year. And he said, like, since the end of September, something like that, it's been between family and friends. He's had 15 to deal with. It's like one almost every week, it sounds like, for him. But I did want to say, Lori happened to ask, and you've been asking every day. I'm going to slowly get better. It's going to be something that I'll have to deal with for a long, long time, for the rest of my life. But, it's going to get better.
Sorry.
No, you're okay.
I thought I couldn't get this mute thing going. I'm sorry. Well, I think that, I mean, you know, you've dealt with a lot. The funeral was yesterday. How did that go? I know I already actually talked to you about it, but maybe people are curious.
Well, it was very nice. I told Lori it was very, very nice. And it was a pressure. You know, it was a lot of pressure. It made it real. That's for sure. It made it a lot more real than everything else that had gone on in the last 10, 11 days, whatever it's been. But that made it finally real. If you understand what I'm saying.
I do. So now, I mean, what are kind of, you know, you've had a lot of situations. Are you making different plans, or what's your plan now?
You and I have talked about a lot of things. You and I are going to have to make money. I'm going to have to make money. I have lived off government's tit for 16 and a half years. I've been sucking off of the Social Security system, and I am sick of it. Dozens and dozens and dozens a month. Dozens and dozens and dozens a month I have gone broke because I haven't had enough money. Sure, absolutely, I can make it on what I get, but I can't leave the house at all. I can't go anywhere. I can't buy gas. I'd probably have to sell my car, get rid of the car insurance, maybe get a bicycle or just walk. I can do that, absolutely. Would not be able to do anything socially. Couldn't go out and play pool. About the only thing I could do is go out and throw rocks at a tree or something. I don't know. But I wouldn't be able to do anything. But yeah, I could make it on what I get. Absolutely. I don't want to. That's the truth of it. I don't want to. I want to be able to make money and do things.
And you had said on the last show, you know, that your mom has been, you know, that she's kind of been able to supplement part of.
Yeah. And the months that I couldn't make it. Sure.
Right. And so now that that's not there.
Yeah. Something's going to have to change. I'm going to have to make money or I'm not going to have a life. That's the truth of it.
Right. Right. So what are your ideas and prospects and things that are happening from where you're living?
There's not a whole lot. I mean, I can get a truck driving job. I can go back and get my CDL license and go back and get a truck driving job. I'd rather not, but I can. I would go over to Ohio with you if you really want to do that and do some stuff with this other friend of yours. You know, we can do that kind of thing. We've talked about that. We haven't really talked about it on air or whatever, but you know, I do need to make money. I would I don't care who hears it. I am willing to work for cash money. I don't want to lose my disability and my insurance that I do have. So, you know, screw the government, screw the system. Everybody's doing it. Why not me?
Well, I think if you could get into a position of where you were making enough money, you wouldn't even have to be in that situation.
Sure. But I want to be healthy doing that. A lot more healthier than what I am. That's for sure. So if I could do that, I'll do that.
And when you say that, what does that mean?
I've talked about this with my mother for the last few years, and the only argument she had was, well, okay, let's say you do go back to work and you get off disability. It is virtually impossible. I know that's a fact. It's virtually impossible to get back on disability if some other bad thing were to go wrong and I had to try to get back on disability. The system wants to keep us poor and sick. And if I was to get healthy enough to be able to go back to work, and if some other catastrophic event were to happen and I would be down again, It'd be virtually impossible for me to get back on disability. And that was her argument. And, you know, it's understandable. It is. It's a valid argument, in my opinion, don't you think?
I mean, I don't know, because I don't know anybody who has gotten off of it and then gone back on it.
Tried to go back on? Yeah.
But, I mean, the way that it's set up, if you had a separate incident, it wouldn't be connected. And I think that, I don't think that that's necessarily true. I don't know, because, well, I haven't done it.
Conceivably, it's a valid argument.
I think that that could be a fear.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't, you haven't, you've, I don't know. I mean, you haven't worked for 16 years. So that's going to be.
About 16 and a half, yeah.
So, you know, finding something that is, you know,
actually
feasible for you to be doing that's within the limits, I think that it's, you'd be better off finding something that compensates.
Yeah. Lori said this the last time we happened to talk about this, and she's saying the same thing again. Find a cash in hand job. Lots of people will pay you without going through the books.
To do what?
Whatever.
But like what?
Yeah.
You have to have, like, what is it that you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be a smart, like.
Yeah, well, you know, you and I talked about making beads. Those beads for women one time.
Oh, I know, but then there was too much liability.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of things. I mean, I've had lots of ideas, but you see, once I find out about it legally, then I'm like, oh, wait.
Well, you know, I didn't even know what in the world you were talking about when you the first couple times you mentioned it, and then the third time you mentioned it, you finally told me, and I told me what they were, and then I didn't really get it, but, you know, okay. Women do that, so.
There's lots of different things, but I'm talking about, like, because Lori's talking about being able to go and do, like, cash on hand, like, you know, like, I would say, like, handyman jobs and things like that. But that's not, you've got a different forte, so you have to, figure it out. Like, you have to figure out what it is that you can bring to the table, and I think.
You know what a lot of people around my area are doing? They are, I don't know whether they're going to auctions or whether they're finding cars around this area and they're actually fixing the things what are wrong and then kind of flipping them, you know, like people with houses do.
Yeah, well, that's a business here too.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people do that, but I think, do you work on cars?
I can learn.
Oh my God. Anyway, so that's not really on the table, but what I'm thinking that you would be good at. I don't know about your area, but like doing Uber or Lyft or something like that, because then you can control the amount of money that you bring in.
Right.
And until you can make enough to where it's, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can decide. So you can stop and, you know, keep your benefits and make sure that everything is good.
There's a listener made a comment, open an offshore bank. Yeah, that's a good idea. It doesn't even have to be an offshore bank. It can be a bank on the corner over here.
Yeah, well, if you have enough money to open up a bank and you're in good standing here. You could do that and take weed money. Everybody's looking for somebody to do that.
That's right.
So, I mean, I mean, I think that's, you know, you got to be realistic about what it is that is feasible for you to be doing. And that's why, I mean, do they have Lyft and Uber and that kind of stuff in your area?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't you do that? You could be a Lyft driver and they make, you know, a decent amount of money, like I said, and they control, you know, so you can decide. You turn off your, you know, your times that you work when you've earned enough, you know, to meet your max or whatever, then you turn it off and you don't do it for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, have you looked into that? You should do that.
Well, I have. I have looked into it. It's been a few years, but I would only be able to make $240 a month legally. I mean, that amount might be different now. I don't know, but
might be. I think it is a little higher. I don't know how much, but
a little bit higher. You think?
I think it is a little higher. Huh. I think you can make a little bit more. But I also think, you know, with Lyft and Uber and things like that, you don't claim your tips.
Right.
And that's a majority of what
you don't claim
your
cash chips.
Right.
You don't claim your cash tips. But right. You would have. I have found out that waitresses and people like that, they have to claim their tips that are put on the credit cards. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I do know that.
Yep.
Well, I did know that. Well, I mean, I don't know. I just think that you're in a position of, you know, if it depends, though. I mean, you're not, I think you just need to budget your money better because you don't pay anything as far as, you know, you pay your car insurance and a phone bill.
Yeah, well, I got the satellite bill now and the cable bill, but.
Well, that's added. That's recent. That's new. So that's going to be a.
No, I was paying the both of those before, but it's just a little bit different. Yeah, but I'm paying a little bit more than what I was, but.
I mean, that's not, I mean, that's a pretty good deal, dude.
Yeah, I know it.
You know, and so. I don't, I mean, because of the medical issues, I can see why your mom is like, you know, it would cost you more if you maintain the medications that you're on and do all of that. It would cost you more off of
your benefits. The medications is the biggest thing. Absolutely. The insulin, it's just outrageous.
I mean, that would be a tough transition to. You know, taking a job and not getting medical insurance or whatever it is, and then still only getting a percentage and all of that. So, you know, Lori's probably right. You need to find something that's going to pay you cash under the table and, you know, something that you can do on the side kind of deal where, I don't know. I don't know. Like, look, I think that they have here, they have a thing under Craigslist that's like other jobs. Or something. I don't know. Because the biggest thing is, and this is what I'm finding for myself anyway, is that it's like doing these little jobs and doing these little things, you can make enough money to survive.
Yeah. Lori said she's about to start a cleaning business for cash.
Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I know a lot of people that make a lot of money cleaning houses.
Yeah.
I've talked about doing it. But I don't think that's really your forte.
Yeah. It used to be a few years ago, there was a little used car dealership in my area. I don't know if they still offered or not, but they were offering like car detailed cleanings and stuff like that and hand washes for, I don't know, seems like it was $40 for a detail cleaning and $40 for a hand wash car or whatever, but I don't know if they're still doing it or not. I don't even know if they had enough business to last long, actually, you know.
Well, I mean, that's all, I mean.
I thought about in the past being a dog walker. Go to somebody's house and pick up a dog and take him to the park and walk him.
You could do, what I do is you could do the dog sitting, which you don't do it at your house, you do it at their house.
Yeah.
Like, for cash. Don't let their dogs out or in or whatever.
Yep, for cash, yep.
Well, it's like $30 a day per dog.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know what it is there, but that's what it is here.
Yeah.
So, like, when I have dogs stay overnight, and that's why, you know, like, everybody's like, I can't believe you have two or three dogs. Well, if I'm, you know, it's $30 per
dog. You pay more than $30, I wouldn't need it.
Yeah, so I need to make that $100, so I'm going to have, you know, three. Anyway, you could do something like that for sure.
Yeah.
Dog sitting, house sitting. That's another thing. Because I should give you these. I don't know if these websites that, I mean, my daughter's the one who introduced them to me. And she's found me so many jobs. It's amazing. And I was like, I was struggling because I don't know the website. You know, I know the old stuff.
Yep. Yep.
And no, she was like, no, you gotta do this and you gotta do this and you gotta make it look like this. I'm like, oh, okay. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 I'm getting calls and interviews and I've been dog sitting and babysitting and doing all these little, you know, like you said, you want to be, you know, but you could definitely do the dog sitting and you could do the house sitting.
Yep.
You could do that kind of stuff. And that, I mean, it's only, like I said, it's $30 a night. But when you can only make, 240 or whatever it is.
A month. Yeah, legally.
A month. Yeah. You know, I mean, that would just be something that you could, and then you could start doing it on, you know, like you get in with these services or whatever, and then pretty soon you just, you get to know these people and you don't go through the service and you just have them pay you cash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We never, we still haven't gotten into Iran, have we?
I know. So I have so much other stuff on my mind right now, which is so crazy.
I know it. I know.
But there is a lot going on there, and there's, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to tear it apart right now because I feel like it's such a sensitive subject with so many, you know.
Sensitive how?
Well, I think that from a conspiracy point of view, there's a lot that could be said for the fact that.
Well, there's only one conspiracy, Sherry. It's they are conspiring against us.
Well, we know that, but I mean, as far as like why they would hit this specific terrorist, why there's the outcry, why there is, you know, all of these different things that have been going on when they can even show that these other presidents that were in power and had, you know, had the ability to take out this individual.
Why this conspiracy? Why this conspiracy and why now?
Right. That's
because kind of the because Syria isn't working and they need the next Muslim boogeyman. The next or Syria and Iran are directly connected to Russia. Russia is directly connected to China. The last war, World War III, is supposed to be between, you know, the Christian and the Muslim. And Russia and China are both tied to.
They're what?
They're both tied to them.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just so goddamn ridiculous. But they are saying that, you know, this action could cause what they're talking about or what you're talking about, basically.
Sure.
The Muslim and the Christian war.
So was the one 2 years ago with Syria.
Mm-hmm.
They were beating the war drums. They wanted to go into Syria, and Russia told them, no, you better not. That was a big brouhaha back then. It's going to be the big brew, you know. They had to. They funded the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. They funded and started communism in Russia and China. They are still controlling both Russia and China and America. They fund everything and they control everything. It's all a big fight. It's all still about the fighting. It's always going to be about the fighting and the distraction. It doesn't matter. You can change the names. You can change the players. You can change the countries. It's all still about the fighting and the distraction. That's all I keep saying.
It's true. It's true. It's true. And I think, too, that, or my hope is that some of that will be revealed. But we'll see.
It's all the distraction is trying to keep us from figuring out, well, not me and you, but everyone else, that they don't have power over us. They don't have authority over us. We're not their slaves. That's what they're trying to keep secret.
We are. They're trying to keep it a secret that we are their slaves.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Potato, potato. Tomato, tomato.
Because the thing is that people are so complicit and willing to, you know,
throw the rest of us under bus. Yeah.
Well, and if you even start talking about a lot of the conspiracy supposedly, you know, are surrounding Donald Trump right now, it's like I was saying earlier, being able to see the board from outside of playing the game. It's like
the game that they invented.
They call it a long game for a reason.
Uh huh.
You know, and you know, I compare it to chess because it's like constantly.
Yeah. Well, these people thinking 50 year ahead moves. That's how they think.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that I guess the whole thing is I'm trying to figure out with Iran, there's always a reason for the distract. Like, so they kill this guy who's been a world national terrorist for, you know, however long periods of time. Like they had, you know, in the interviews that I read and different things, other presidents have had opportunities to kill him and on and on and on, and they just haven't, and because they didn't want to start shit, basically. And now Trump is like, no, fuck it.
But
because they did something, you know, so it's like, okay, yeah, well, they did something, so now we're going to do something. And
my question is, did they kill him? You know, they allegedly killed Osama bin Laden 9 times. It was reported on 9 times that they killed him.
It's funny, but it's not funny.
No, I keep going back to George Carlin and what he said in one of his comedy routines. I have 2 rules. I trust nothing the government says, and I trust nothing the media tells me. And I live by those rules. I don't care who they say died or got killed or bombed or whatever. I didn't see it. It didn't happen, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's probably a good way to go, because it's probably true. I don't know. It seems like I don't think we really, any of us, have a real clue what's going on, because they have kept everything so hidden in such a masquerade.
Uh-huh.
With media, with just the way society within itself has been run, you know, uh-huh. and used and continuously put to a point of not being in the loop of understanding, so that they continue to keep the wheel going.
Well, it's all about the fear.
Well, that's the only way to keep, how do you keep a dog trained?
Yeah. Yep. You know, they've known for well over 100 years that when the human brain is in a state of fear, they don't think rationally, and they cannot think rationally. They've known that. That's why they keep us in a constant state of fear.
Well, that's the, but it's, you know, here's the whole thing about it, is it's within, and this is where people, you know, we're constantly looking at what is being done, but we're not taking a look at what we're holding within us. And this is, I think, the deception that is the trigger and the trick. Uh-huh. Because it's like, and when you're talking about earlier with these vibrational frequencies, that's what they're able to hit.
Yeah.
When people are holding these angers within them, when they're holding, you know, fear and all of these things within their bodies, and their nervous systems are shot, and they're, you know,
yeah.
It's, you know, when these vibrational frequencies come in, that's exactly, they're almost, it's like they have a target on their back.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Bingo. Or as you say, bam.
Okay. Well, I don't know. So what else, Steven?
I don't know. Lori's getting ready to go to bed. We can end a few minutes early. I'm kind of out of it. I've already said, you know, 1 billion times, and I'll have to say it 1 billion more times. I don't believe anything.
Well, that's true.
I believe in you. I believe in you, and I believe in Laurie.
Well, that's not a smart bet.
That's not a smart bet.
That probably is a smart bet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and end it. Tell everybody good night.
Yeah.
I hope you all sleep well. And next week, we'll kind of be back on track. And
on Saturdays?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to try and get somebody on that'll be exciting and fun.
Oh, I'm not? What am I, chopped liver?
Somebody that we haven't had on for a while. I got to think about it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Thanks, Stephen, for putting this on. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for staying up. Have a good night.